I said I quit, you fat motherfucker. You can take this job and shove it up your ass. I said I quit, you fat motherfucker. I'm going home and I'm smoking grass.
Another episode of Weird Thinking with Chainsaw Rocket, where weird thoughts come to life. Joining us today is our producer, Single Shot.
What's up?
Welcome again.
How y'all doing?
Pretty good.
So earlier today I was having a discussion, and then I got distracted. There was a man outside my window in the car, and he was spinning a sign.
Oh my gosh.
In the car?
No. Like, one of the like sign flippers. You were in the car. I was confused.
And then I saw him and I said, I would never do that for money.
Right? I wouldn't
spin
either.
Signs.
Absolutely not.
And it got
have
me thinking,
you seen how happy some of those sign spinners
they have
though?
To be. They get like death threats and shit from their bosses.
What?
Yeah, I read this article about like behind the scenes of those people, like the sign flippers.
I mean, if you're a sign flipper, I'm sure you could just be like, I'm done
right?
flipping signs.
Can I introduce the topic now?
Yes.
Yes, continue.
It got me thinking about how many degrading jobs are out there and why the hell do we do them? And why do they exist for one?
Money.
People will do pretty much anything for money.
I don't think I'd flip a sign for money. I'd rather work at McDonald's.
You wouldn't.
Really?
I would rather work at McDonald's. Flip a goddamn sign.
Well,
I don't think McDonald's is pretty bad.
Think about it. You're working at McDonald's. You're still making something with your hands and contributing to society.
Really?
Instead of just standing there holding a sign and hoping someone goes, oh, I think I need a new home today. And goes, look at your model homes.
It's always the stupidest shit, too, like, that nobody really needs.
Right.
But, like...
I think a lot of these people are like drug addicts and stuff.
That's, I don't know.
Like it's just to get your fix.
I think that's weird.
Like a lot of that, like those are like jobs that are
because
like,
you don't need any education.
Yeah, it's just like a quick job to get some quick cash, or like a teenager that's like, I just need.
So
I need
exploit
money.
The youth and skilled.
I believe in vocational schools and like. Early,
agreed.
Like teach kids good trades that way they can like provide good jobs while they're figuring out what they actually want to do.
Yeah, learn something, do something with your hands.
Like I fucking worked retail for my first job, and that's such a senseless.
I've honestly never worked
job.
Retail.
It was awful.
Food service.
So
you see, I've done retail and I've done food service, and you see how awful people are, and you're just like, holy fuck, like, I just work here.
Right.
I'm just a teenager trying to learn to work, and you're being an asshole
right.
because something didn't go your
so
way.
So next time your cashier has an attitude with you, it's probably because you're being an asshole.
Yeah, or the person in front of you was an asshole, or the 10 other people before you were.
Why do we go out and make demands for shit?
The customer's always right.
The customer's never right.
The customer's always right.
Oh my gosh.
I used to also work for Dr. Pepper and Snapple.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, and it was funny because we'd get calls about the dumbest shit, like, I bought a 12-pack of cans, and one of my cans was only half full.
Are you serious?
It didn't leak out of anything. It's just so interesting that it's half full, but I did not receive all the product.
So,
oh, my gosh. People are that crazy,
sorry,
though.
So I'm sorry that happened to you. So you're telling me one of the cans out of millions that come across the assembly line didn't get filled?
That is exactly.
Monitored by anything except computers?
But can I have a coupon for a new 12-pack? Because I the customer,
I'll send you a coupon in the mail to kind of go fuck yourself.
Oh, my God.
No, and then the other ones were the, like, it tastes different. Did you change the recipe? Yeah, I personally went to the back and changed the recipe
right.
for Dr. Pepper.
Just when I thought, yeah, when I knew that you were going to go to the store, I changed
it. Yeah. I'm going to need a refund to try it because, you know, I couldn't enjoy my Dr. Pepper that I enjoy every Sunday, and it just ruined my day.
I honestly can tell you, I don't
Right. Yeah, it was the worst. It's one of the worst jobs. Like, telemarketing sucks. Retail sucks.
Sales. Fuck sales. Sales especially sucks. If it's like commission.
One of my jobs was a beer delivery driver.
Uh-huh. Oh, that sounds cool.
Sounds fucking awesome, right?
Sounds awesome.
It was not. I work at this beer, and people don't like the way I do things. And we're very specific, demanding. I do things a certain way. And sometimes you get customers who are like, oh, the last guy didn't bring me this or this or this or this. And I say, well,
I'm not the last guy,
for one. B, this is the stuff I'm assigned to bring you, and this is the stuff I'm bringing you. I can't change anything about that. You have to call someone else about that. Oh, my blah, blah, blah. So you need to help me with this. I don't need to help you with anything.
Also, isn't that a lot of heavy lifting and stuff, too?
It wasn't too bad at the time. I mean, I could do it at the time.
What about when you had, like, kegs?
Kegs are fine. I can lift a keg easily.
Oh, could.
Not anymore. That's not the problem. It's the extra demands that made the job hard.
What do you think is the most degrading job in the entire world?
Besides sign flipper?
At this moment, yeah. You think that is?
Maybe the guys who sit in costumes and try to get you to go to a tax prep place.
I don't think I've ever run into those guys.
You don't see those people on the side of the road dressed like the Statue of Liberty?
Oh, yeah.
They're the same thing as sign flippers.
Yeah, pretty much. Right. A lot of them do flippers. Flip signs, costume flippers.
Sign flippers.
Yeah.
Ooh. You get paid more with that costume on.
I don't think if you're doing anything constructive towards society, it should be considered a degrading job.
Like,
what would you consider a degrading job?
I used to have morals. So, when I had morals, I would say, like, selling your body, like, a sex worker was, like, degrading, because, like, why use your tits when you can use your talent?
But now, a taxable job, though?
But now...
No, hell no.
So let's not go with that.
Oh, you mean, like, taxable?
If there's, like, a legitimate job, I pay you, you...
But I mean, they make money, and actually, they make better money than a lot of us do. So
a degrading job is not the same as a well-paying job.
A degrading job, degrading. I feel like being a janitor would be a degrading job to me personally. Okay, got to clean up other people's shit, literally and figuratively.
Okay, why?
Why
it's a job?
What do you, why would you want to be a janitor?
Well, because it's a job. It's an easy job, for one.
But, you usually, know, like, especially, like, think
if
about...
If you work for a school or something, you'll get benefits and shit.
But if you work for a school, also, like, people treat the janitors like shit. We do. We left big messes.
I was going to say, but if you're a state worker, then you're still getting state pay and stuff.
You're contributing still to... benefits and all that. Contributing to something, right?
Not really, because nobody appreciates it.
It doesn't matter.
I'm giving my opinion while y'all bashing me about it.
Because it's my job.
Asshole.
I don't think we can generate a degrading job.
I do. It's
an honorable job. You're skilled at
something. I don't know about honorable. Yeah, that's a little much.
Really? Okay. It's
a little much. I mean, unless you were like, that's old Fred who used to own the pop store, but... Now that his wife died, he just is the janitor at the school to keep busy.
Who else is going to clean up?
Did you see how I used
people Fred should learn to clean up after themselves.
And most respectful people do, but the people who don't, they're still going to be a mess.
So throw them into the pit.
I mean, people do. I don't want to have to go to the dump to throw out my trash. So right. I appreciate
garbage men, recyclers, and you.
Yes.
I didn't say anything about garbage men. I said janitors.
Okay.
Well,
kind of the same thing.
No, absolutely not. Those are two totally different jobs.
Engineers and garbage men.
No.
I'll consider them low-level jobs.
I think garbage men is more honorable than fucking janitor.
I feel like if it's needed... then somebody has to do it.
Exactly.
It's kind of like, I feel like with all of these people with like, they're taking our jobs. Bah, bah, bah. It's
South Park.
It's like, but do you really want to be doing that? Because if you do, I mean, go volunteer or go do it. But like, I personally do not want to be doing any of these jobs. See, so do you think just, I'm wrong for, like, thinking? No, because, again, like, somebody has to do it. I don't want to do it, but somebody has to do it, so.
What else
do I don't really, again, degrading to me is more like, mm-hmm. like you're just going to fuck up your life because you're doing it, like a drug dealer.
No, I think a job that forces you to be put in an embarrassing situation or something like that, just to make a little bit of money, is degrading.
I think
physically demeaning, you know?
I think working for corporate is degrading.
Why?
Yeah, I agree with that too, because they don't give a shit about you.
It's all about the corporation. It's never about the people who work for the corporation. That's and it's very obviously, this is obviously a thing. Like, you can look at anybody, ask anybody that works for a corporation, like, how they feel.
So yeah, even something like Walmart.
So, because they give you, you know, medical benefits and retirement plans and stock options, it's degrading to you?
No, but they don't care about...
Because they're big enough and have money to offer that stuff to their clients or their employees.
But then they get treated like shit. All the employees get treated like shit. Like, oh, you get paid pitiful amounts for doing
overworked,
underpaid. It's degrading.
Which is the corporate motto. And especially
when, like, okay, so when it's a chain also, and you're the core of that chain...
In order for it to work properly,
like, it's your responsibility, and you get treated like shit for any little fuck-up that happens, like,
meanwhile,
regardless of all the other jobs that you do that are perfect, that's degrading.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the ones on top are, like...
just swimming in their fucking money, like, oh, I have $1 billion. Oh, $1 billion and $1. Billions of dollars.
The CEO for Walmart can make X amount of money over the course of a year, and he employs maybe X amount of people, right? Mm-hmm. Say millions. If you give his salary and divide it up against everybody who works underneath him, they'd make like $10 for a year.
What?
Yeah.
If the billionaire split up all of their money and divided
it. For 1 year, he took his paycheck and gave it to everyone who works underneath him. Everyone who works underneath him would make like $10. For the year, mind you.
Huh. Wait, only for the year?
Yes, for 1 year.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, how does that make sense?
A year's salary divided amongst millions of people is not a lot of money.
Well, no, but I'm talking about, like, the big bosses that are like, oh, hey, you're getting a $50,000 bonus this year. Meanwhile, all of your employees that are the reason that you're getting that $50,000 bonus are not going to get raises at all.
There are plenty of instances like that, and I agree with you there.
Like
top executive bankers who give themselves bonuses without any, you know, performance or anything like that. They just, well, I showed up to work this year, I'm going to give myself that.
Exactly.
That is a problem with corruption that I agree needs to be addressed, but you boil down to a lot of these corporations, just because the chief officer makes a lot of money, doesn't mean anything, really. I mean, they're lucky enough to be in a position of power, and that's benefited them, obviously.
But that's corruption.
It's not really a corruption if that's what they're making.
No, I mean, but it's also, it's like,
how many people are in the
right
world
from wrong
right now? Also, how many people are in the United States right now? 7 million or 7 billion?
No, there's
It's like,
I thought there was like 9 billion.
There's 7.6 billion people in the world.
7.6 billion. With a B? Oh, shit. Okay, hold on. I'm just doing math right now. My calculator wouldn't go up to a billion, though. That's $0.14.
Okay. It's like, that's math, and it's hilarious.
That's with 1 billion. That's if somebody had a $1 billion salary, and that's only split between 7 million people, because I was too lazy to add 0.6.
So it's what point?
$0.14.
That's just a penny and a half.
Mm-hmm. That's a freaking... that's nothing. For the year?
Distribution of wealth is...
I don't necessarily agree that, like, the richest income should be split amongst all. Like, it's not really your fault that you worked hard to, like, get where you are, and it's not necessarily, but it's like the people that have just inherited wealth
That's different.
Generation.
And still, like,
per
still
generation. Per generation.
I'm not totally against that. If your parents worked really hard to get where they were and they decided to leave you.
No, but I feel like it should be it should be an obligation that they have to, like, contribute somehow to the better of society.
But you're talking
because
about
you have
the moral problem.
The
Yes. If we're going to go into a debate about the morals of high class America, then we're going to be here for hours.
I would like
oh my gosh.
The most freshest, youngest virgin slave to use as a napkin.
Oh my god.
After my dessert, Henry.
Okay, so back to my definition of degrading job.
Yes.
Anything that causes you, you know, emotional upset or turmoil will be considered degrading. If you feel that being in the middle of a chain and being responsible for the actions of people beneath you, on the people above you are responsible for you because they're on a corrupt system,
mm-hmm.
and you feel that's degrading to you, then that you have a degrading job. Sorry. But,
well,
I feel like I have an important job.
You do. I mean, but still, like, don't you ever feel?
I feel secure. Like, I feel secure in my future working in a corporation than just a privatized
business.
Yeah.
I guess
I want to be independent. I
don't
like to rely.
Who has worked for, you know, the Penske Auto Group? Who's worked for Walmart? Who's worked for, you know, Benny Keith distributors.
I don't like being part of the system. I like to be held responsible for my own personal way. And
so let's bring a past discussion into this.
Okay.
What? Social compliance.
Okay.
Is it your responsibility to be non-compliant and feel like you don't want to be part of the system? Or is being part of the system and fitting into the cogs just compliance?
The latter.
Think so?
Yes, I think so.
So I'm just a socially compliant sheep, is what you're saying.
Yes, because I think you should find your own way. And I think that the more people continue to fall into the system,
but
I mean, the less the system will change. Because there's still those idiots that will continue to, yes, sure, overwork me, underpay me, I'll still show up. You want me to show up at 5 a.m.? I'll show up at 5 a.m. I'll continue to make sure your paycheck is nice and perfect while I'm struggling.
Yeah.
Because I am a sheeple and I am a disciple of yours, corporate gods.
But I've tried my way for 12 years and it didn't do shit for me. I'm finally in a position where I feel like I'm making enough.
Which is fine until you figure out another way. Like, would you want
to
be...
Why does it have to be another way, though?
Well, you don't have to. I mean, like... If you're content doing what you're doing,
shouldn't you always want to be trying to better yourself or further education yourself by learning new things or doing new things?
Daily, though. I always try to be better, as best as I can be doing my job, if I feel like I'm bettering myself. My bosses recognize this and they give me appropriate benefits. Not going to go into detail. Don't want to incite riot.
Well, I don't know.
But I made a raise this year at both my jobs. Never gotten a raise before.
In your life?
In my life.
I always used to get raises because I always just walk into a place and then I become some sort of leader or management or supervisor.
Oh, is your pinky up?
It's up very far, dear.
Oh, tell the peasants, dear.
And then for real, though, I mean, I don't know what it is. I just...
Because you're very assertive, you're very confident in yourself.
When
you come across that way, people perceive you as a leader.
Sweet. But sometimes it's annoying, though.
Sheeple follow.
Sometimes it's annoying and a little bit degrading because I feel like I'm so, like, young within the company that...
You're not,
like,
taken seriously.
So inexperienced. No, the opposite. It's, like, weird for me to have to explain things to people who also work with me that are older than me. It's degrading for me.
That's
a personal thing.
But that's also a technology thing, too. Like... You are better at technology than some of these older people.
That too. You grew up in a time that offered you these amazing, you know,
possibilities. Poor Linda down at, you know, the...
Oh, yeah.
The secretary desk doesn't, you know...
Earlier, too, like, I was watching one of the most oldest people
that we work with
sure.
try to type a letter out.
Yeah.
And it's impossible for
them. It's so hard for them. It was going so slow.
Yeah. That's how you type on a typewriter.
I know, mm-hmm. but still, like, I don't know. It's
We're probably going to feel with the advancement of technology. Right. Like, we're going to be that old person that's like, in my day, I used to have an iPhone.
That's true.
I got to think this.
In the future, we're going to have to work at the degrading jobs because we're not going to be educationally adept to.
Well, and not to mention that, like, we're not going to be able to retire. You must be 105 to retire now.
That's so strange.
Work you till you die.
Right.
That is the mentality.
And for what,
work you till you die.
The dollar?
And then you retire and then you die.
Yeah. Or you die before you retire.
Yeah.
It could happen. It could happen.
That is why I want to find my own path. That is why I don't want to be, I'm 65, hoping that next year I can retire. Like, fuck that. I'm going to be retired early.
Plus, when you're your own boss, you don't have to worry about having to do anything that is degrading.
Yeah. Plus, I feel like you work harder when it's something that
you're passionate about.
Passionate about or...
That's true.
Are interested in, and that's how businesses grow. And right now, we're at a time where people do want to support local businesses or home... Like, or mom and pop shops versus corporate empires. Like, look at Toys R Us. Toys R Us just is closing because of Amazon, because of the internet.
They're closing because
of the internet.
Because companies like Walmart outbid them for distribution on certain toys and get them at lower prices and get sold at lower prices to people who want to pay
less. But you can buy everything on the internet and people don't want to go to stores anymore.
Why would you want people to pay less? Because then they don't want to go to expensive places like Toys R Us? Okay, never mind, sorry.
That's why
specialty stores are leaving.
Oh. But do you think that in our lifetime we're going to see the end of, like, corporations like Walmart?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I don't think ever.
I think we are.
Because they keep outbidding and keeping something up close. Maybe next lifetime.
No, do you know how many, like, other things, like Walmart, for example,
Everything comes from China.
Like, but... even like restaurants and places, like ooh, this is a high quality restaurant.
It's owned by this shithole.
Yeah, like
probably
one company,
Carl's Jr.
Carl's Jr. In and out,
and it's exactly a half old you. I don't fucking eat Chipotle.
My fears are
pink slime. Ew!
I like to
discuss. You are also a disgusting human being.
McDonald's is gross.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Sometimes you just want some fat nuggets and some barbecue sauce and you want to sit back.
And those salty fries.
I guess everything in moderation.
That's another thing we could talk about. Everything in moderation. Maybe in the future.
Okay,
maybe
good
in
idea.
The future.
I just yawned.
Why would you do that?
I'm just tired. Always. This is my life.
This is why we drink energy drinks.
Because you're a corporate slave.
Yes, I am. No, I mean, I like my job, but there are things about my job that I don't like. And I think everybody can say that forever.
There's always going to be things
always.
You don't like.
Yeah.
There are plenty of jobs I used to have that were fantastic, but there are always things about them I hate.
I can't be in a job that I'm not doing something creative because I can't sit in a cubicle. I can't sit still. I have to be doing something creative. Otherwise, I'm like, oh, no, I'm part of the system. I'm a cog.
Oh, my gosh.
Sometimes when I'm doing paperwork at the workplace, I'm just
drooling on it.
Yeah, that's not. I'm not meant to be doing that.
So I educate myself, watch videos all day.
Learning how to build.
Yeah. Expand your knowledge.
Listen to Steven Crowder and Ben Shapiro.
I used to be, like, really creative and, believe it or not, active. And, like, now I just kind of have no drive.
She is vitamin D.
We have fluorescent light poisoning.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
What's the longest y'all have stayed at one job?
Ooh.
One job.
Confession?
3 years.
What?
I've probably been with this company, like, 7 years.
Wow.
And that's good.
No. That's almost, like... a whole decade of my life.
That is a long time, but job security.
That's a little crazy. Yeah, but I also don't want to end up like...
I know. You don't have to say anymore. Single shot.
I understand.
Three years. What company was that?
A company called Parsmark. private security.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was almost a shift supervisor or a location supervisor.
But you quit.
I was overlooked for a person who'd been with the company for 3 weeks on account of like, oh, didn't have a haircut.
I remember.
And I like to speak my mind.
That is one of the most annoying things, in my opinion, is the whole thing still in corporate America of, like, cover your tattoos, don't have colored hair.
Right.
Like, we live in a time where, like, everybody has a tattoo.
And it doesn't mean that you're not.
I'm weird because I don't have a tattoo.
Exactly. So it's not really, like, nobody's really offended anymore.
But, like, I get it because, like, look at all the owners of all these corporations. How old are they? And in their time, the people like us who do have tattoos and do have, like, colored hair or weird antics, they weren't considered, like, the bad people.
Yeah, but look at all the, like, innovative companies like the Google that have young creators, young CEOs who are changing the perspective on how a company is run. They're like, oh, you guys, we should have all these benefits for our employees because a happy employee is a better employee.
That's the difference. Like, exactly. Most corporations are either family owned or their owners or curators, whatever, are old as time, and they don't change. Those kind of people don't change. They are set in their ways. They believe one thing, and they act on that.
That's all they know.
I can guarantee a 50-year-old worker doesn't want to go to Google and work in a beanbag chair.
No.
Right? Like,
did I do Google hire me?
I know, right?
Facebook hiring in Austin right now.
Did y'all watch that movie?
But I'm not that.
Dishwashers, you can make $15 an hour with benefits.
A dishwasher? At Google.
Okay,
Facebook.
At Facebook.
For Facebook. Mm-hmm. Goodbye.
Yeah.
I don't have a dishwasher.
Social media platforms are just the best corporate employees, in my opinion.
And we actually, friend just posted an article earlier about how, like, should we just quit social media? Like, what is the point? What is it doing?
I think so. Because social media has an agenda.
And yeah.
This is now coming to light that they're trying to get things the way they want them, which may or may not be beneficial for the world.
And in a way, like, don't you think, like, social media, it's used a lot for
marketing.
The bending of minds? Yeah, marketing.
It's marketing. Yeah. It's hurting.
Yeah. It's not, there's nothing good about it.
Pulling souls out are open.
Super negative. Battles. Like, I am guilty of always saying negative shit on things I see on, like, Facebook because I'm an asshole. But when you actually, like, read through, like, comment threads and shit and see, like, wow, like, everybody in the fucking world is an asshole. Like, everybody just focuses on the negative.
Yep.
And that's why, like, we're kind of behind. Like,
and also, I mean, look at where a lot of people get their news, too. Like, did you hear about the bombings? No. I saw it on Facebook. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Like,
I got a tweet about it.
Which may or not be a bad thing or a good thing because probably exposure to that is just going to make, you know, people who want to repeat it.
Yeah.
Do it.
That's something that I've always thought about the news is, like, why do we glamorize the suspect in, like, all the bad situations? Like, we have, like, their whole life story. And it just makes other people like, oh, I want to do that and be on the news too. Like, I'm going to do it better than that guy. Or, like, you know.
I don't know, because I grew up in a border town and I would purposely go and get, like, the newspaper from Mexico because it is the most gruesome, like this is reality. This is a beheading and stuff. Like, I have a stack of newspapers from when it was really bad of, like, all of these just beheadings and, like, murders.
Because you have a fascination with the taboo, though.
Well, I'm insane. But the whole thing is, like, they don't desensitize anything. They're just like, this is what's happening. This is the news. And I think that that's what real journalism is.
That's true.
The truth, whether you like it or not.
But how much of it is skewed or twisted and, like, reworded to make it sound different? And,
yeah,
like,
journalism should not. I mean, I guess there is certain time for, like, journalism to be opinionated, but, like,
man, opinion pieces.
Yes, but when it's the news, it should be like black and white factual. Yes. Yeah, like,
but it's not.
None of this.
No, it's not.
Because every news program has an agenda.
And that's
a
great job.
Because it's a corporation.
That's why I didn't go to J school.
Oh, really?
I was a shoo-in for it. Like, I was editor my sophomore year.
True.
My junior year, I was editor of my high school paper.
Yeah.
And I was going to go to journalism school. I had a passion for it, but
But now, then you saw what it really was.
It's ratings. It's a ratings game.
Yes, and look at all of these journalists that are actually exposing the real truth that are going missing or getting killed.
Yeah.
Or, like, for real journalism.
Mm-hmm. Because they don't want to hear that.
Yeah, there is a purpose.
I was reading myself today that was a tweet with Stephen Hawking's name that said, "I have evidence so get Hillary arrested," and then he died the next day.
Oh my gosh. That's hilarious.
Oh my god. R.I.P. Stephen H. Lost a great mind.
Great.
A weird thinker.
A very weird thinker. Would y'all have anything else? Because I don't.
That's what I have.
I got a little heated there.
Yeah,
this is a good conversation. Mm-hmm. Just don't want to get heated.
Yeah, and again, if anyone has any thoughts, opinions, comments, whatever,
email us
or comment on Podomatic or whatever.
Call us. Our number is 512-459-2222.
What?
Our phone number? Our weird thinking phone number?
Okay, she's giving you a number for a pizza place.
Damn it, single shot.
Also, shout out to our weird thinker, Kenny, who's always being a great fan.
No,
last time it was Anthony.
Yeah.
Anthony, okay.
We have lots of people that
Kevin,
enjoy us.
Kenny and Anthony.
Kenny and Anthony.
Yeah. We love you guys.
Keep like us.
Being weird.
Listen to our podcast. Maybe we'll shout out you one day. All right, that's enough. Bye.
Bye.
I quit your fat ass, motherfucker. You take this job and you shove it up your ass. I said I quit. You big fat stinky like an old ass ham sandwich, motherfucker. Oh, I'm going home and I'm smoking. Ooh, Lord, I'm talking. Ooh, Lord, I'm smoking grass. I'm smoking weed, 'cause I don't know.